Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Shavuos Daf Yud, Shavuos 10b, pagination is 20. We'll start from Omar Ula, which is about 13 lines up from the bottom. The second and third words on the line. Omar Ula, Omar Rabbi Yechanan. Ula said in the name of Rabbi Yechanan, Temidim, animals designated for the Karban Tamid, for the daily sacrifice, shalohutzruchu letzibur, that were not needed for the karbanos, niftin temimim, they can be redeemed even though they are still unblemished. We have a concept that once an animal is blemished, so it can be redeemed, you transfer by buying it out and then buying karbanos with the money. But in this case, the year ended and the new year is supposed to be brought starting Rosh Chodesh Nisan from the new collection, the new money. And the karbanos that were left, because they always had some on deck, so to speak, just in case, and they had to be checked for a number of days before they were actually brought, and therefore there were always going to be karbanos at the end of the year that were unblemished, but can't be brought because they're from the old collection. And that's what Ula teaches us in the name of Rabbi Yechanan, that they can be redeemed. Just by the way, this concept of checking before the karban is actually brought is something that's mentioned on the topic of Slichos before Rosh Hashanah, that we have 4 days of checking, 4 days of Slichos before Rosh Hashanah to check ourselves, to prepare ourselves before Rosh Hashanah. In the words of the Ramah, Simen Tov Kuf Pei Aleph, we start Slichos from Sunday or Matzei Shabbos, v'imchol Rosh Hashanah Sheni or Shlishi, but if Rosh Hashanah is Monday or Tuesday, maschilim yam rishon shavua shalafanav, then we start from the previous week. We always start at a designated time of the week, and we always make sure that we have those 3 days before Rosh Hashanah. In the words of the Mishneh Berurah, Sifkat and Vav, Kavu arba'a yamim, they designated that it should be a 4-day process. Shekem atzina bekarbana sheteunim biko mimum arba'a yamim kodem hakrava, because a karban needs 4 days before it's brought, and therefore a person presenting himself in front of Hashem also needs those preparation days of slichos. And so, we're going to have some animals that were on deck because they always kept a supply. And as the year ends, those animals are going to be without opportunity to bring them. Yosef Rabba v'koma lolo hashmaita. Rabba was analyzing this. Amalei Rav Chista. Rav Chista says, Man tzayis lachol l'Rav Yechanan Rabbach. Who would listen to such a concept that you're allowed to redeem the animals even though they are unblemished? How could you undo the Kedusha? Where did the Kedusha go? Amale, he answered, Atlo tispera, delo amirin Kedusha sheva neichan holcha. You don't agree with us that we don't invoke such a concept. Where did the Kedusha go? We find that such redemptions are permitted. V'atanan, as we learned, Mosar HaKetores, the leftovers of the Ketores at the end of the year, there was always leftover. Mahayu Osimba, what did they do with it? They would like to be able to use it for the coming year. It takes work to make the Ketores. They want to be able to use it the coming year, but it has to be purchased with the new donation money, Rosh Chodesh Nisan moving forward. So what they did was, Mafrishim Sechar Ha'umnin, they would designate money that would be used to pay the workers from the Beis Avtinas who did the Ketores. And they would transfer the holiness that's on the ketores to the money. And then they would give the ketores itself to the workers, bescharon, as wage. Because the ketores, the spices, are now chol. They're mundane, so to speak. They're not holy anymore because that was transferred to their, to the money that was meant to be given to them as wage. And now they can purchase the besamim back using the new tithe money, and the workers will end up with money. The Beis HaMikdash will end up with the besamim purchased from the new tithe. That technique is what they did, but our point is that you see that you could take perfectly good product, whether it's an animal or besamim or whatever, and it is possible to redeem it, and the Kedusha gets transferred. And you don't say, Kedusha Shebehen Leheichan Holcha, where did the holiness go? Va'amai, why are you allowed to do this? Neme Kedusha Shebehen Leheichan Holcha, why don't you say your argument? And the Gemara considers, Amalei Ketores Ko'amit Shaini Ketores the Kedushas Damim Hu. Maybe the Ketores only has financial ownership, but it's not intrinsically sanctified. The Gemara debates this topic, and finally, on the second half of the next Amud, tells us, Mikol Mokom Kasha, what is the answer indeed over here? V'chi Kedusha Shebehen Leheichan Holcha. Amar Rabba, Rabba explained, Leiv Bezdin Masna Alehen. This was a known situation that they would get into each year, and the Bezdin had a condition that they made, because it's a public thing and it's a well-known thing, they made a condition, Im Hutzruchu, Hutzruchu, if we need it, we'll use it, V'im Lav, and if not, Yihiyu L'dimehen, it will simply be owned by the Beis HaMikdash in value, but it never ascends intrinsically to Kedusha, to holiness. And that's why it was allowed to be redeemed. So again, we have two examples of this redemption, one regarding the karbanos, the animals that were not needed as karbanos. They were redeemed and repurchased so that they were being brought from the new money refreshed annually in the month of Adar in preparation for Nisan, and by Ketores as well, there was a refresh that was done with this creative method of transferring the holiness onto money, giving the besamim, and then buying it back from the new teruma. Yashar koach, thank you for joining.